In the last few years, something's happened on this planet, which is science. But because it is so bizarre science, there are those who still do not believe it. And yet more and more scientists, biologists, anthropologists, even sociologists, are taking a look at something that is obvious. When you take a look at the history of the human being, you've been here millions of years. You have a development cycle which is well known. The rocks show it, geology shows it, and then something happened. And it's not that far back. When you take a look at the geological timeline of the planet, being 4 billion years and when life started, what I'm going to tell you happened was only 200,000 years ago. And what happened is very much like what you received in the Christian scriptures, in non-Christian scriptures, in so many of those indigenous, some of the holy books of the ages. They talk about it. You know it as the Adam and Eve story. When supposedly an angel came down and visited humanity. Humanity that looked just like you, perfect. Not cavemen in development, but looking just like you. And as the story and the allegory goes, and a little differences in every single one of them, that angel gave that human and the human's partner something divine. A soul. Call it what you wish. The knowledge of the divine, the knowledge of good and evil, if you want to say that. But it was a soul. A divine soul. Whereas there perhaps had some kind of soul before it was enhanced a lot. And you've read about it. You perhaps learned it as children. That truly was the starting point of humans in the measurement of free choice. What does the human do next, and how does he do it? Now they know, 200,000 years ago, something happened that emulates that to a T. There was a change in your basic DNA. A big one. A change all over the planet, everywhere they look. This is what happened with humans. And they can trace it back and see, yes, this was before the change, this was after the change. And the kind of change that happened with the DNA is not the kind of slow evolvement change that you would expect. In fact, it shouts the word intervention, because what took place in your DNA was almost like superior craftsmanship. The 24 chromosome human being on this planet was changed to 23. And here you sit with 23 chromosomes. Dear ones, not only that, but there were two others that were enhanced in ways that are still amazingly, surprisingly elegant. That gave you things like compassion and memory, all the things you might need for divinity. I'll tell you what happened at that point in time. That's when you were seeded from the stars. And if you think that that's an outlandish sounding thing, then let's line up some of the indigenous to have them tell you the same thing. For this is their history, their legacy, their mythology all over the planet, wherever you go. that they were seeded from the stars. Some were visited, some were given information. It was only known later through telescopes. Is it really that outlandish to think that there's life everywhere else in this galaxy, and not just here? That the same chemistry and the same physics that's everywhere created life just like it did here. Is it too outlandish to believe that? Well, if you think it is, then it's time for you to talk to a NASA scientist. Because every single probe that is sent to every planet and every planet's moon in this solar system has life detection kits. There's a rover on Mars at the moment with life detection. They expect it. They expect it. That's what happened. But coming full circle, to make sense of this with you, with this choir, is what already has been mentioned in the nodes and the nulls, 12 of them, acting together to start vacuuming, you might say, away some of the negativity. The nodes and the nulls, when matched, all of them, create a system of help. That's what they are. They don't work by themselves. They work with you. But there's a missing piece. They're not going to work very well unless they have one thing that is now activatable. I think you know what I'm talking about. Dear human sitting in front of me listening to this, you always had 24. It was rearranged, redesigned, enhanced, and the 24th became multidimensional. It was not seeable under that which is a linear three-dimensional microscope. So you have 23 chromosome pairs according to science. I'm telling you, you always had 24. They just got rearranged. And the 24th is the Pleiadian one. And what makes it different from all the others, it has a multidimensional attribute. And that is what you're going to need to move into the future of this planet. The ability to see those things through inventions, through medicine, even through politics, which are not there now. You might say, why would I need to be multidimensional to have better politics? Well, let me ask you this. How do you like it so far? That multidimensional pair, dear ones, gives you enhanced ideas of how to do things that no linear mind will give you today. About compassion, compromise, systems that are not here yet, inventions that are just barely making it to the surface. It's a new way of thinking, but it's packed with love. It changes minds, it changes hearts, it changes planets. So I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to tell you that this multidimensional 24th pair could never have been activated without the nodes being now complete. And they're ready. This is why the nodes and the nulls exist. For you to activate number 24 and begin an entire new planet. It conquers the duality. It conquers the duality. It makes it a no-brainer for some who take a look at which choices to make and see the darkness of one and the light of the other. And that's new. So I'm going to ask you to do something. How many of you wish to activate number 24? This is the group that I'm asking to do it. Like this first. I've never stood in a group that was here for activating something on the planet like this one. And I'm saying, if you mean it, just raise your hand. And say, dear spirit, in your own mind, dear spirit, I'm ready. It's always been there. I've known it's been there. I've been waiting for this. I officially give permission for the seed to be planted to activate number 24 in my body and make it so. This is why you came.